Season 2 of Climate Magic is about to wrap, and we've got an incredible lineup for Season 3. I'm Sarah Jaquette Ray, host of Climate Magic, a show where I sit down with experts and inspirational leaders to explore the psychological, cognitive, and spiritual dimensions of climate change. We explore questions like, what will it take to get our hearts and minds around this complex, huge, and seemingly unfixable problem? How can we each find our own unique climate magic so we can feel empowered and purposeful in our work to heal the Earth? What is the inner story of climate change, and who do we need to be, personally and collectively, to meet these terrifying times? In Season 3, we'll keep exploring these questions, opening with Sister True Dedication. Sister True Dedication is a monastic in the Plum Village tradition and co-author with Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh of the incredible book Zen and the Art of Saving the Planet. She reminds us that the future isn't something we imagine or build, but something we practice every day.
Choosing to stay at home and hide under the blanket is also an action that is rippling into the world. Choosing to drown ourselves in other things is also an action. And in the spirit of Buddhism, what we're really understanding is that whatever we're doing today, we are patterning that way of being into the future. If we are under our blanket, it means that in 50 years, in 100 years, more humans will be under their blankets because we will think that that's a solution. That means we are imprinting that into our human culture as something that future generations will also do.
You'll learn about the incredible work happening in the world of youth climate activist and filmmaker Laurel Tamayo, who made a film about the trauma caused by the fires that burned Lahaina and the community's journey of recovery.
Yeah, I decided to make the film. We really wanted to make a difference. And because my background had been in impact producing, where I had learned how to make a theory of change and all of that, I worked with my producer and we figured out three impact pillars that we wanted to achieve. And that was supporting Lahaina wildfire survivors by raising money for organizations that were on the ground helping them. The second was to reduce the stigma around mental health and disasters. And then the third was encouraging climate resilience in the form of disaster preparedness. Because obviously, as climate change gets worse, unfortunately, these disasters are going to just become more normal.
And have you ever considered how climate anxiety affects disordered eating? Helping us see this connection in Season 3 of Climate Magic is psychologist and researcher Dr. Lucia Takuta.
And Orthorax Center's WOSA specifically is concerned with the purity and the quality of foods. So that doesn't surprise me that there would be some sort of overlap, right, between sort of choosing the right food when it comes to environmental concerns. But then it's sort of it's a slippery slope and then becomes sort of a obsessive concern with also quality and purity and everything, right? Because there is sort of an overlap if you look at what a sustainable food is, it does tend to be the cleaner, you know, sort of food, right? Like the pesticides, they're bad for us, they're bad for the environment. So you see how there's overlapping.
These are just a few of our incredible guests coming in Season 3 of Climate Magic with me, your host, Sarah Jaquette Ray. So join the Climate Magic conversation on khsu.org. Follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn and wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for listening to Climate Magic.